Americans believe in justice. We have a Justice Department. We pledge allegiance to the flag and to liberty and justice for all. We admire Superman because he fights for truth, justice, and the American way. Most Americans are religious, and in most religious traditions, justice is a central concern. You might think, therefore, that it would be easy to find justice in the malls of America. But it's harder than you think. You can find romance and desire, and even love, without much trouble. You can find hope just about anywhere you look, or at least wishful thinking. You can shop for freedom in department stores and gadget stores and specialty shops. But justice seems harder to sell and to buy. The Body Shop is one commercial concern that professes to have a concern for justice, and the store justifies its prices for cosmetics by saying that justice is worth the price. In her autobiography, Body and Soul, The Body Shop's Anita Roddick argues that retailers need to pay attention to issues like sweatshop labor and environmental justice, and to social issues in their own neighborhoods. The company even established an environmental projects department to ensure that its production methods were energy efficient, environmentally sound, and did not involve cruelty to animals, or to people, especially in the Third World. She shows how The Body Shop grew not just by providing cosmetics derived from natural ingredients, but from a consciousness derived from a concern with justice. But still, The Body Shop is just one small shop in the malls of America. You can begin to see justice in American retailing in fair trade stores, small shops usually, that pay a fair price to third world producers. Such stores seem to subscribe to a definition of justice that's procedural, but also substantive. Procedural justice means due process and requires that we treat everybody fairly, often by treating them equally. It's the ideal of American justice, its symbol, a blindfolded woman holding balanced scales. Substantive justice requires that the results of procedural justice also be fair. It's more biblical than procedural justice and requires that we open our eyes to see if due process has produced a good result, a good society. Substantive justice doesn't require equality, but it can't countenance the structural inequality in which equal treatment guarantees the continuation of unequal results. Instead of being content with equal treatment under the law, substantive justice seeks a society in which inequalities are so structured that any citizen would be willing to trade places with any other citizen. The Body Shop has been a commercial success, but few fair trade stores have leases in the malls of America. Maybe they opt out as a matter of principle. Maybe they can't afford the rents. But maybe the malls can't afford the reminder that contemporary consumption has its social costs. For the most part, as Dr. America discovered, American malls are designed to keep justice out of sight and out of mind. If justice really is worth the price, why can't we find it on the shelves of our favorite retailers? In today's society, justice just doesn't seem to be a marketing tool. Maybe we believe more in just do it than in do justice. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, trying to do justice to the complexities of American culture.